Let's go right back to the phones, and let's go to Tracy in Stockton, California. And she's got an eight-month-old son, and he's taking our greens and nucleotides, He's not being breastfed, Tracy?
No, he's not being breastfed.
Oh, bummer. Okay, what I would add to that, the greens mix and nucleotides, probably the most important thing of all is give him a little colostrum.
Yeah, I do have that.
You do have it, and I would try to give him about a half teaspoon a day. The nucleotides is a great product to give him to help him for growth and all. And the greens, of course, is the ultimate food. But as you probably know, the best thing in the world is to be breastfed. And the most important thing that comes in breast milk that doesn't come in hardly anything else is the fats for the development of the brain and the nerves. That's known as docosahexaenoic acid, DHA. And so what you may want to do is get some DHA capsules, punch a hole of those, and squeeze maybe a half of one a day into his food as well. Okay?
Okay. Now, well, I have a question.
Okay, but let me just make one more suggestion, because this is... it's always a tough one when I see a child slipping through my hands that is not being breastfed. So I wanna try to backtrack to that and tell you that you can contact a group in Long Beach, California called La Leche and ask them if there might be a wet nurse in your area. And maybe you could go and interview them and see if you could buy milk from one of these women, so that your son would have the normal development of the intestine, because without this, the body is not nearly as strong.
Right.
Okay? All right, now go ahead. What's your question?
My question was, I'm going to be switching, or as you know, 8 months, and so he's starting to eat solid foods. And so my concern was him eating cooked food.
No cooked food. He can't eat. He can't even digest. The intestine is not ready. What you'll have to do is give him fermented, pureed raw food or raw food. You cannot give this child, you can if you want to, but, you know, he'll be sick and weak and have every problem under the sun. Before you go to that option, give a call to La Leche. See if they've got a directory of people. You can actually buy milk from them, but I believe it has to be pasteurized now, and that's ridiculous. So what you want to do is see if they would know or have a directory of wet nurses, and you could then visit their house, buy some, and that'll take your son to the 12-month mark. Once he's at the 12-month mark, that's the minimum. Now you could begin to introduce some pureed, fermented raw food, and then ultimately, as he hits between, if he's really healthy, as he hits around 14, 16 months, you could give him whole food. Although I prefer the child be breastfed a minimum of 12, ideally 18 months. Then you know you have a perfect intestine, and the child has a chance of a much healthier and much more wonderful life. Okay?
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Bye now.